What's up, y'all? And welcome to another episode of, you know, Chat with Kat. What's up? What's good? So, guys, on this episode, I want to talk about men. Today, I want to talk about men because June is, if you did not know, it's Men's Health Month, Men's Mental Health Month. And I just think that as I sit back and reflect and think about, like, how much I love my men, my dad, and all the other men in my life, and how much I care about them, and I think about, like, sometimes we really don't take men that serious. And, you know, I understand this might not go well, over well, with some women, and that's okay. This is my opinion. This is my verbal journal, and I'm gonna say what I want. So you can call me a pick me, you can call me whatever you like. I've been picked, though, however. But, like, I don't know if you guys know, but males die by suicide 3 to 4 times more often than females. Do y'all hear me? Like, men commit suicide more. And that tells me that there is something going on. And also, if you are going through something and you have those feelings and thoughts of suicide, or you're feeling down, depressed, please dial 988, which is the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. So if you need help, then make sure you get help. And I know it can be hard, because I think, like, when it comes to men, like, in my personal opinion, what I see is that when men do express themselves, or, you know, when they express themselves in a way and show their emotions, it's often that they're viewed as, from what I see online, and I see these debates going back and forth, calling men sassy, calling men zesty, all of these things, simply because they express themselves. So, for instance, let me give you all an example, because I've seen this time and time again, and sure, I can't relate because, you know what I'm saying, I'm married, so I'm not, you know what I'm saying, but I know people that have dealt with stuff. Like, for example, I've been seeing a lot of fathers dealing with, and I'm gonna say it, like, bitter baby mamas. And I'm gonna say that because I know from, you know, seeing people that I know. Or I'll see, like, for example, like, I'll see a man, like, upset because he can't see his kids, going off, like, I'm talking about making Facebook statuses or whatever. And, like, to some people's definition, they would say that he's crashing out on the internet. But to me, it's like, dang, like, he's, like, really going through it. He need help. Like, why isn't anybody reaching out? Instead of calling him crazy, like, he's going through stuff too. Like, let's do a better job at, like, you know, supporting our men. And I get it, like, especially when it comes to Black women, I've seen this when it comes to us in our community, when it comes to certain things, like, oh yeah, well, we always got their back, but they don't never got our back. But I don't really want to say that that's true, because of, maybe it's the people that you've experienced in your life that gives you those ideas. But I know some pretty damn good men, and I think, like, they go through so much. Like, literally, you have to get up, you have to work and provide for your family and do all these things, and, you know, basically carry the world on your shoulder. And I'm saying this for me, right? Because I want to make my husband's life easier. I don't want him to have to fight the world and everybody in it, work and everything else, but then come home and then you gotta fight me. Like, I want to be your peace, baby. Like, I'm serious. Like, this is me, and this is how I feel about my king and what I want to do. Like, you know what I'm saying, I want to make sure your mental is good too, because that's how we thrive in life. If you're good, then I know I'm good. It's like, I could go on and on and on with the list of things that he does. So the very least I could do is be supportive. And when this man is, he could have had a bad day at work, right? Come home, he don't want to talk about it, but you could tell that something's wrong with him by the way his demeanor is, or how he's moving. But instead of acknowledging how he might be feeling or going through something, you take it as a personal attack on you. And everything is not about you. You know, like, we really have to be more open in discussing these things, because, you know, it's a stigma that people don't want to go to therapy. So, yeah, I understand that, you know, it might not be like all black people listening to me right now, but I'm speaking to my people right now. And I just want to say, like, when it comes to, like, mental health, we need to take it seriously. We need to check on our men and make sure they're good, because a lot of the times, like, we don't pay attention to what they have going on. We don't understand their mental health. We don't understand the stigma around mental health, making it difficult for men and boys to reach out to help. You know, we expect them to hide their emotions and man up. But why? We all are human, you know what I'm saying? And, like, stop with this, like, oh, you soft. Like, let men be, you know what I'm saying? You are able to be, so let them be. And I just think that if you give them, I just think that if we as women give men the space to be who they are destined to be, then, you know, life would be much easier. And I don't know, maybe that's why you might see me and you're like, oh, she's so happy. I'm not saying that I haven't been neglectful or I haven't had my moments, because of course I have, and been selfish and thought about myself. But, like, I know how to take myself out and be like, okay, let me check in with you. Let me make sure. So, like, all I want to say is just check in with your man. Check in with the men in your life and ask them how they're doing. Just take a step back to ask them if they're okay. What can I do for you? How can I help you? What can I do to ease some things for you? Like, this is me, okay? This is me. And I just think that we should just do a better job of, like, giving our men space. Like I said, I've been seeing, I was getting into it, but I had, like, changed a little bit because the kids came and bothered me, so I got a little off topic. But it was this man, it was a couple men. It's been, let me not say a couple, I've been seeing constantly a few men that I'm friends with on social media, like, expressing their grievances, like, I'm saying, like, going through it because they want to see their children, or they're having, like, some baby mama drama, which I don't know what happened or what transpired. I don't know all of that, but I just feel like if somebody's trying to be in a children's life, then you need to separate your emotion or your control to want to, like, I don't know, just keep your child away from the dad. Because at the end of the day, like, those people, that men that are in their kids' life on a daily, and then you just strip that away from them, what do you really think is going through? What do you think, like, when people snap and when people click out, and, you know what I'm saying, like, go on these random rants or tell all their business on social media, what do you think they're feeling? Like, I don't, because me as a mom, right? And I know it's a little different, but if I couldn't even put myself in a situation, like, trying to visualize my kids being taken away from me and I have no say. And I get it, a mom's relationship is a little different than the father's relationship. I understand that. But I'm just saying, like, at what point in time do we think about somebody else besides ourselves? Like, I understand people not gonna like this, I get it, but I see it, and it's so frustrating to me to watch people do what they do. Like, it's like my husband says all the time, like, people don't care about men. And I think that's, while a sad statement, is very true, because time and time again, it's shown, like, it's like, okay, like, no, you're a narcissist. No, we got to use all these buzzwords. What is it? I'm trying to think. I don't know. It's like, I'm so sick of it. Y'all don't even know the definition of the word while you're sitting there, like, throwing it around, calling everybody that. And then, I don't know. And then, like, y'all, it's just so much stuff that just irritates me about, why are we fighting each other? Like, I just don't get it. Like, what are we fighting each other for? Like, what is the purpose of it? Like, I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't get, like, why? I just don't understand. I don't get it. And I don't know. I hope that one day we can find a way to come together and stop the BS. But it's not only men's mental health, it's also actual health. You know, make sure you're checking in. But I did want to like hop on here and share some things that I have found. But anyways, so June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. And why is it important? Well, according to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, men suffering from mental illnesses are less likely to receive mental health treatments or diagnoses. And part of this is due to the stigma about a man speaking out about it, deeming it as a weakness, which I said that earlier, like men, you know, like, dang, I can't be sad, I can't cry. Oh, like they will literally go in a room by themselves, cry, get themselves together, come back, act like nothing ever happened, just so that you don't know that they upset. Because what's gonna happen when they tell you, like, really? And you know, like, also, like, a man's journey toward mental health could be influenced by the things that's going on in his life, such as, you know, race, fatherhood, culture, socioeconomic status, you know. And then, let's see, it says approximately 1 in 10 men experience depression, anxiety, and yet fewer than half of them receive treatment. And each year, 4 times, which I said earlier, more men commit suicide than women. So it's just crazy to me that we're like on this, like, I mean, I don't know, it's like this social media like craze of you can't do this for me, I don't know, like the balloon pop, I just said, because I was thinking about the balloon popping thing, like, I don't know, I just feel like like the whole, and I'm not saying that there aren't some men out there who, you know, whatever, they got they own like ego and they own whatever, but I'm still saying that every human being experiences emotions and life. So why don't we allow the space for them to express themselves? Like, you know, I get it, we were raised a certain way to believe, we have certain beliefs to tell us, oh, you know what I'm saying, that's not good for you to be over here crying, you gotta man up, you gotta do this, da 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 da. And then, you know, like, pay attention if your man looks fatigued, or he's irritable, he lost interest in, you know, different things, it could be a sign of depression. And I just think that, like, we definitely need to check in with one another and make sure, you know, they're okay. Let me see, I'm just telling y'all all this information because it is Men's Mental Health Month, and I haven't really been seeing many people talk about it, so, like, I was like, dang, you know, like, that kind of sucks. I just feel like when it comes to, and I don't know, maybe I just have this, like, oh, you know, admiration for men, especially the men in my life, so, like, I want to be, like, how can I be there? How can I be supportive? Because all the things, the ways you protect and provide and support me, like, what can I do to be that for you? And I'm just saying, like, we just got to do a better job of checking in with each other and making sure, like, you know, like, everything's okay. Like, here are some signs of some things that might be going on with the man. He might be having some mental health issues. If he has escapist behavior, such as spending a lot of time at work or on sports, physical symptoms such as headaches, digestive problems, and pain, misuse of alcohol and drugs, he's controlling, violent, or has abusive behavior. He's angry, irritable, aggressive, or he's angry, aggressive, inappropriate anger, risky behavior such as driving, reckless driving, sorry, not just driving, like, no, don't say just because he's driving. Noticeable changes in his mood, his energy level, appetite, difficulty concentrating, feeling restless or on edge, like, it's crazy because as you read some of these things or listen to some of these things and you think about people and their behavior and how they act, it's like, oh, is something going on with them? Most of the time, something is going on with them. We're not supposed to be walking around angry and mad and sad and depressed. None of us. Like, we're not. Something's going on and we need to take a step back and check on our men. Like, come on. Like, we have to give them the same grace that we want people to give us. That's all I'm saying. And like I say, I constantly see it and it's irritating to me. So I thought that I'll be the one to speak out. I don't care. I'm going to continue to advocate for men and their mental health and their health and whatever. I'm going to advocate for all things good. So that's just what it is. So take it how you want to. I don't really care. But all I know is that I'm going to be checking on the men in my life and making sure that they're good. And I hope that you'll do the same and take a step back from yourself. You know what I'm saying? Take yourself out of the equation and think about, like, you know what I'm saying? Put yourself in their shoes and think about, like, all the things that they have to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Because most of the time, they're trying to impress somebody or keep up or, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the way of life. Because, you know, then you got people telling you you're not a man if you can't provide. You got people telling you you're not a man if you're not, you know, just handing out money going to get your hair and nails and your eyelashes done anytime you want to. You know what I'm saying? You're not a man if I gotta pay for food every now and then. You're not a man. Like, what is that? I just want somebody to tell me, what the hell is that? Like, I'm sorry. Like, the more I think about it, I'm starting to get irritated because I keep seeing it and I see it over and over and over and over again. And then, oh y'all, that's a conversation for another day because I think this episode's going too long. But yeah, I'm gonna have to finish up my little rant about some things that I don't like that I be seeing on social media. And I just think that we just need to do better. And I know social media is not real life, but some people live on social media, you know what I'm saying? People absorb what they see, regardless of what you think. Like, people not on it, unless you're not on social media at all or you on the internet at all, then it won't influence you. But I mean, it's literally all you see on TV. I don't even really watch TV anymore, but that's all you really see. It's just tearing each other down. But like I said, it's Men's Mental Health Month. And let me see. If you want to support, there are a lot of charities and organizations out there. Let me see y'all. I'm giving y'all all the information that I can because I have been looking into this and it's crazy. Like, I think I read somewhere was like 6 million men. Hold on, I'm going to find it, y'all. It was like so many men. Yes, yeah, 6. There are more than 150 million men in America and 6 million men suffer from depression each year and often go undiagnosed. And yeah, depression is one of the most common mental illnesses in the United States, according to a USA Today report on mental health statistics. Studies show that low levels of testosterone, especially among older men, are correlated to depression, stress, and mood swings. That's very interesting. Many men with depression overlook fatigue, irritability, and or loss of interest in work or hobbies as signs of depression. I just mentioned that before. Let me see what else. Additionally, 10% struggle with, that's interesting, anorexia or bulimia, and 35% have a binge eating disorder, but they're less likely to seek professional help than the women. Let's see. Yeah, so like I said, if you need help or you know someone that's in a crisis, you know somebody in a crisis or you need help immediately, you can obviously call 911 or call or text 988, which is the suicide and crisis lifeline. Like I said, y'all make sure y'all check on y'all men, y'all loved ones, and just love on each other, y'all. Like, that's what it is all about, loving on each other. Because whether you guys know it, we all hold masculine and feminine energy. So if a man wants to cry, let him cry. So what if he wants to express himself? So what? Like, think about something outside of yourself, you know what I'm saying?
talk to your partner, your loved one, any man in your life, and you know, do a check-in. Make sure they all right. Make sure they good. Cause you want somebody to check on you. You want to be good. So make sure you do the same for them. And I just wanted to say, like, and bring awareness to Men's Mental Health Month in the month of June. We still got a week left. So y'all make sure y'all, you know, a little bit over a week left. So make sure y'all reach out to the men in your life. And let's like not just make it a monthly thing. Let's like really bring awareness at this time and then reach out and continue to stay on that path of checking in and making sure they're good, baby. But I just wanted to stop by. This is an extra long episode because I kind of went on a little rant. I don't know what I even said. I'm going to have to go back and listen to this. But however, check on your man in your life. You know what I'm saying? And women that are dealing with issues from the father of their child, like, just consider how your child is going to feel when they're an adult and how it affects them, okay? Like, it's one thing if, like, they're not being present, because there are some people out here that don't do their job, and they probably are deadbeats, and they are, you know what I'm saying, doing the things that they're supposed to do. So yeah, that's different. But if you have somebody like willing and trying to be in your child's life, allow them to be. Like, it's not about you. It's not about the material things. I understand that you probably have it hard and you're struggling, but please recognize that presence is gonna be much more valuable to that child than presence. You know what I'm saying? Presence, their father's presence, is going to be more important than those presents. You get what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all get what I'm saying, but I just had to get that off my chest because I was having a conversation with my husband this morning and I was like, this is so sad. People really don't take men seriously. And I had seen somebody's status and they were like happy. It was Black Boy Joy. They were happy things were going better for them for the situation that they were in. And I'm just like, it's sad that they even had to go through that. And then they even express all of this stuff online. People just saying, take that down. What's wrong with you? Don't post that. Where you putting all your business on? Can you reach out and say, hey, you okay? Can I help you? What can I do? Do you need somebody to talk to? Do we need to find you a therapist? I don't care. Like, just reach out. Just reach out. You know, like they say, reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. No, okay. That was my little... But yeah, seriously, guys. June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. If you know someone is struggling, reach out. Contact a doctor, a mental health professional to seek help and treatments. Again, if it's an emergency, call 911. Or if you need someone to talk to, call or text to reach the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. But I just wanted to reach out and, you know, like I said, give a little awareness to this month and, you know, just spread some love. So yeah, I just want to say I love you guys and I hope you have an amazing day and yeah, an amazing week. So love you. Bye.